This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll from a powerful tornado has risen to at least 26, with 25 killed in the U.S. state of Mississippi and one in the U.S. state of Alabama. Dozens injured and rescuers have been combing through debris. In an AP interview, Rolling Fork resident Wonder Bolden says her family's trailer home is destroyed and they're just trying to find mementos and valuables.
It's nothing left, honey. When I say nothing, it's just debris.
The tornado flattened entire blocks of the small town of Rolling Fork, reducing homes to piles of rubble, flipping cars on their sides, and toppling the town's water tower. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Saturday that his country will station tactical nuclear weapons in neighboring Belarus, marking the first time since the mid-1990s that Moscow will have based such arms outside the country. Putin told at state television that Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko had long raised the issue of stationing tactical nuclear weapons in his country, which borders NATO member Poland. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is traveling to Africa over the weekend to deepen U.S. ties in the region. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
During her week-long trip, Vice President Kamala Harris will be working to deepen and reframe U.S. relationships in Africa. It's part of the administration's effort to counter China's growing influence around the world. In Africa, China has led huge infrastructure and telecommunications projects. But a National Security Council spokesman says China's interests in the region have been selfish, while the U.S. is trying to help Africa deal with a spate of challenges. The vice president's trip includes 3 nights in